Ashet Audio presents The Ridge, written by Michael Corita, read by Robert Petkoff.
For Tom Bernardo, whose generosity and friendship carried me through this one, and in recognition of the incredible mission and dedication of Joe Taft and the Exotic Feline Rescue Center of Center Point, Indiana, deepest thanks. Spirits pay rent to the basements they haunt. Joe Pug, Nation of Heat. And I became a thin blue flame, polished on a mountain range. Josh Ritter, Thin Blue Flame. Chapter 1. Kevin Kimball made the drive to the prison before dawn, as he always did, the mountains falling away as dark silhouettes in the rearview mirror. In the summer, the fields below had been rich with the smells of damp soil and green plants reaching to meet the oncoming sun. But now the air was cold, and darkness lingered, and the scents were of dead leaves and wood smoke. It was an hour-long trip through winding country highways, traffic almost non-existent this early, and he could feel the familiar weight of a sleepless night as he drove. He was never able to sleep the nights before the visits. A steady rain was falling when he left Sawyer County, but down out of the mountains of eastern Kentucky and into the fields in the north-central portion of the state, the rain tapered off into a thick fog, the world existing in gray tendrils. Foreboding, but peaceful and silent. Shattered by a cell phone ring. He looked at the display, expecting to see his department's dispatch number, but was instead faced with one he didn't recognize. He considered letting the call go to voicemail.